The city of Riverside was rocked over Thanksgiving with the tragic murder of three people, the kidnapping of a young girl, and subsequent suicide of the kidnapper.
And now the family members of the deceased are urging parents to protect their kids and beware of catfishing. For a closer look at all this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Jim Steyer, founder and CEO of Common Sense Media. Thanks for joining us, Jim. Catfishing is not new, but some of the boomers out there, like myself, may not be familiar with the term. What is catfishing?
Well, Eric, catfishing is when a person creates a fictional persona or a fake identity on an online platform. And that's exactly what happened in this very tragic and pretty unusual case in Riverside, because an ex-cop actually basically impersonated a teenager, and that's what led to this very tragic set of circumstances.
So how common is catfishing?
You know, Margie, it's pretty common, and basically, particularly in chat rooms and some of the more objectionable sites that you don't want your kids and teens to go on, people do fake their identity. So it's important to ensure that your children know what to do if they encounter someone who they think is a fake identity or who might have bad intentions.
Well, it's not just kids, though. I mean, anybody can get catfished, right?
That's absolutely right, Eric. I mean, the truth is, because so much of the internet and so social media are anonymous platforms or allow themselves to create fake personalities and identities, you've got to be aware. I mean, it's one of the things that we all have to know as adults, but it's also a very important message to teach to our kids and teens about avoiding apps and platforms that encourage conversations with strangers, for example. And I think, you know, running the biggest kids media group in the United States, we talk a lot to parents about how to teach kids how to keep their accounts private and honestly just having an ongoing dialogue with your kids and teens about these situations.
What else do kids need to know? Keeping your account private, that's a good one, because it would be horrific to imagine a kid talking with someone they think is someone their age and really it's a predator. And also, can you talk to how these people groom?
Sure. So that's a really good, those are several good questions. I mean, first, Margie, I think one of the biggest things that you have to remember is that kids go online to socialize. And so you have to, A, tell them to avoid apps and platforms that are designed for meeting strangers, because there are a few like Discord that really are pairing people with random people. So I would totally tell your kids to stay off that. You also have to talk about what happens when you meet an online stranger, and you've got to talk with your kids about how people aren't who they say they are, and you can Photoshop pictures to make yourself look different or pretend to be something else. And so basic common sense advice is don't share personal information with people whom you don't know. Be wary of people who make offers to you that are too enticing. And then really come to your parents with questions about stuff like that.
So, Jim, it seems to me two of the big problems you have, one on the front end is that kids don't want their parents to know what they're doing online.
Correct.
And then on
That's
the back
right.
end, if you do suffer through something like this, you're so embarrassed, you don't want to tell anybody.
You're absolutely right, Eric. And it's called Parenting 101 in the digital age, and it's hard. And I have four kids myself, so I can tell you it's not easy. But I do think it's basically having an ongoing dialogue with your kids about these issues. And when a really tragic incident like the Riverside incident occurs, it's a time for a teachable moment with your children. But I think, I mean, ideally, the most powerful tool is becoming a guiding voice in your kids' heads so that they know when they see something strange, because there's usually something strange, that they'll think of their parents' voice to be careful and not share information. And for gosh sakes, not to meet up with somebody. We've been facing these challenges for many years on the internet. And if you follow common sense advice, but also have an ongoing conversation with your kids about these issues, the vast, vast majority of the problems can be avoided.
Thank you so much for your common sense advice. That is Jim Steyer, founder and CEO of Common Sense Media.